Hey, welcome to our cool channel. We are M3 Movies on YouTube. We talk about movies and films and stuff.
Alright, yep.
Alright. Hello!
Hi.
Welcome to M3 Movies. I'm Jack.
Me, Brian.
Whoa, switching it up a bit, dude. Killing it.
Teehee.
Welcome to M3 Movies. Did I say that bit already? Who cares?
I don't know.
I don't know. How you doing, Bri?
I'm good.
Yeah? Tell me things.
Class.
Yeah.
I have like 4 essays to do this week.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
And that's why I'm not going to school. It's because I'm smart and I don't have to think about stuff like that anymore.
Genius. I'm sorry, I'm very tired. As per usual.
So, yeah, I guess that, let's see, what can we talk about? If you're listening on YouTube, I hate you. Instead, listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Radio Public, or Overcast. And you can find easy links to all of those places by going to anchor.fm/M3Movies, or just looking it up on your own. And that's it for the beginning, I guess. So, let's hop on into new releases. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Cool, cool. Go jingle.
New releases. They're out today.
Or tomorrow. Or next week. Or maybe they're already out. Who's to say?
So we really don't have a lot this week at all for anything.
That's okay.
Yeah. It'll be fun. The Goldfinch.
Heard it's terrible.
Yes. Not getting great reviews at all.
Yeah.
What's it? It's got like 20-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, something like that. It's like a 47.
Metacritic,
oof. I think.
Oof.
I think the one thing that it has going for it is Roger Deakins.
Oh.
I
didn't know that he was doing that.
Yeah, there's actually this really interesting IndieWire article about, like, how hard it is for, like, even the best of cinematographers to find work nowadays.
Oh, really?
It's interesting. Yeah.
How so?
Because, like, there's so... Because the gap in movie budgeting that's happening, like, how everything... There's more, like, either... crazy expensive multi-hundred-million-dollar blockbusters, and then there's more and more really cheap movies that are made, and there's less movies, there's less like big budget dramas than there used to be, you know, so like there's less
that's very true.
Opportunities for dramatic cinematographers like Deakins, and like Rachel Morrison was in the article as well. It was interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like Deakins doesn't have a job right now. Like Deakins just shot The Goldfinch, and then he shot 1917, that war movie that's coming out.
Yeah, that looks great.
But he doesn't have a job right now.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Poor guy. Poor little boy.
He has like 17 Oscar nominations.
Oh yeah, he'll do fine.
He's okay.
Who's doing the next Bond movie?
Who's shooting it? Yeah. I have no idea.
Who did the last one? It wasn't Deakins for that one, was it?
He did not do the last one. He did Skyfall.
Skyfall, yeah.
He didn't do Spectre.
Okay.
I have no idea who's shooting it. I mean, what's it called again?
No Time to Die. I think that's... Yeah, No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. Naomi Harris, isn't it? I didn't know Naomi Harris was in this movie. I really like Naomi Harris.
Oh. I would... I imagine it would be pretty easy to work for Screen Rant. Because they really just don't have to think about anything at all. This article is Daniel Craig's suit is a bizarre optical illusion.
I also didn't know that Cary Joji Fukunaga is directing this movie. I don't know why I didn't know that.
This is like one of the first things to come out.
I definitely should have known that. Linus Sandgren is the cinematographer. He's shot La La Land.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
American Hustle, First Man, Battle of the Sexes.
First Man had good cinematography. It got very shaky to the point of it feeling like it wasn't necessarily a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still good. I feel like that movie was good. Slept on.
It beat Infinity War for the Best Visual Effects Oscar.
Thank God.
So it did its job in my... I think that's the second week in a row we mentioned that Infinity War didn't win any Oscars.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to shit on Infinity
Remind
War
ourselves.
As much as possible.
I reminded myself, because so the October or the September edition of Vogue, or maybe it's October and it was just like a pre-release, the cover is Olivia Colman.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that Olivia Colman won the Oscars, and last year's Oscars wasn't a complete waste of time.
Oh, that's true.
I was really happy. I watched the acceptance speech again, and it's like the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
like at the end,
yeah,
she's like so
a great
overwhelmed.
Acceptance speech.
At the end, she's like so overwhelmed, and she's like, she just goes like, ah, Lady Gaga! And then walks off.
Yeah, that was the end of the speech.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
I love her so much.
She's going to be in something soon, right?
I have no clue.
I want to say Knives Out, maybe?
No.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty confident she's not in Knives Out.
She's a young.
She's 45?
Yeah. Kind of younger than I was expecting, actually. Oh, The Crown. I think The Crown is what I was thinking about.
Hmm.
There's going to be... Have you heard about this Les Mis TV miniseries that I think is going to be coming out or has come out? She's in that. I think it had... Yeah. Yeah, it has come out. Haven't heard anything about it, though. Who would Olivia Colman play in Les Mis?
I don't know.
Madam...
Are you talking about the new Les Miserables that's not actually Les Miserables? Or is there like an actual... Is there like a TV series?
It's like a TV series. I don't know what it's...
There's two. There's also a movie coming out. I think it's making festival rounds right now, but it premiered at like Sundance or something, or South by Southwest or something, called Les Miserables, which is not about the story written by Victor Hugo.
Then what is... Is it a French movie?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, then that's fine, because Les Mis...
I think.
Les Miserables is actually French. Olivia Colman plays Madame Thénardier. Which one... Who is that?
I don't know.
Come on, isn't Les Mis one of your, like, favorite movie musicals?
I like Les Mis.
Okay.
I'll defend the movie. I think it's a good movie. But I don't like...
It,
I'm not
actually.
Like... Huh?
I want to watch it, actually. Oh, that's, Helena Bonham Carter's character in the movie.
Oh.
Oh, she's going to be working alongside Helena Bonham Carter in The Crown. Very interesting. So
Margaret Thatcher is coming to The Crown as well.
Oh, that's right.
That's exciting.
Played by... Go for it.
I don't remember her name.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta watch The Crown, too. It's supposed to be very...
Julian Anderson.
Julian Anderson. That's right, yeah. Of the X-Files fame.
Nice.
Cool. How did we get from cinematography to this?
I don't remember.
Okay. Let's talk about Hustlers now, then, I guess.
Okay. Do you know what this is?
Not a clue. I haven't heard anything
about it. So, Hustlers is a movie about a group of strippers who basically like make this scheme where they get like Wall Street guys to come in and get them really drunk and like basically like seduce them to the point where like they'll like just scam them out of money.
Yeah.
Stars Jennifer Lawrence and I want to say Constance Wu.
You're right.
Also like Lizzo is in it.
Lizzo's in it? Oh, I love Lizzo.
Like Cardi B, I think, is in it.
Yeah.
Kiki Palmer, Julia Stiles, Lily Reinhart. Supposed to be really great. I don't know if it premiered at one of the festivals. I think it was probably like a side movie at one of the festivals or something. But yeah. I heard about it first through David Ehrlich, who said it's amazing. Everybody I've heard that's seen it says that Jennifer Lopez should actually play Oscars for it.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, supporting actress is a role. Is a category.
Reviews so far. Yeah, it's got good reviews, I think.
She can definitely play supporting actress because anything can play supporting actress. There aren't really that many roles with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested. Watch the trailer sometime. The trailer is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I gotta watch the trailer then. I suppose.
It's a lot of fun.
I'd watch it just for Lizzo. I love Lizzo. So, let's go jingle.
Movie news now, yeah.
I'll start with this one because I'm excited about this one. You know what today is, Brian?
Today is September 11th.
Yes, which puts a little bit of a damper on what I'm about to say. Because as of the day that...
My sweet next-door neighbor's birthday is today.
Oh, I don't care about your next-door neighbor.
I'm trying to... Okay.
As of the day that we're recording, it is officially 100 days until Rise of Skywalker. And the closer it gets, the more antsy I become. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Big story there.
Whatever. Look, it was a slow week. We didn't have, like, anything.
We definitely could have talked a long time about this, but I didn't want to do the research.
What, Apple Plus TV?
Apple Plus TV.
Who cares about
Apple Plus TV? I didn't want to look at it too much.
I literally didn't know about Apple Plus TV until I watched the trailer for the, what was it?
Yes, you did.
I really did not.
We've talked about it so many times.
Oh, I don't pay attention. Do you? Did I know about Apple? I don't think I did.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about the Steve Carell show where he plays Matt Lauer, basically.
Oh, yeah, no, I knew about it then.
That's on Apple Plus TV.
No, that was the first time that I heard about it. Before then, I literally had no idea that it was a thing.
Yeah, but you just... Okay.
What?
But you just said that you didn't know about it until you saw the C trailer.
No, I did not say that until I saw the C trailer. I haven't even seen the C trailer.
But you put the C trailer on the new trailer segment.
I did. Did you see it?
I did watch the C trailer.
Okay, then you can talk about it, and I'll listen and nod.
Okay.
Here's another Star Wars one.
Good.
I really love
it. I don't know anything about this one, so you're going to have to explain this one to me.
Real quick, I love seeing both of us hopping around on the planning sheet. Just the little flag of... It's great.
Oh, no, my headphone's unplugged. That's not good.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, you can probably hear Jack twice right now. That's good.
No, Brian. No. That's bad.
Okay, never mind. We're good.
Okay, so apparently, I'm not sure what convention this was for. So probably should look it up more. But apparently Disney shut down a panel with Ian McDiarmid. I think it's Diarmid. Him and Hayden Christensen, who play Emperor Palpatine and Anakin Skywalker, respectively. They didn't really give much of a reason why, so people are speculating now, because it's sketch. So there are rumors that Disney is worried that they'll spill some beans accidentally, and by beans, people think it's that Anakin is coming back.
Certainly not impossible.
No, not at all. I wouldn't mind.
There's been plenty of Vader imagery throughout, especially in The Force Awakens.
Hell yeah.
You know, that really famous, like, the broken Vader mask that Kylo has.
Well, they they released some, like, pictures to, is that D23, like, some exclusive thing that people leaked pictures of. And one of them was Darth Vader's helmet, all broken and shattered and stuff. So, it's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind seeing,
Yeah, I'm far more skeptical about Palpatine, but we'll see.
Yeah.
How they handle it.
I think they'll handle it well. And I'll say
I think they will too, just because I have faith in Disney making these movies.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
Yeah. Great stuff. I'm so excited, Brian. I'm so
excited. I know.
Ooh,
I still want to see cats.
What?
I said I still want to see cats.
Oh. Don't.
No, actually, we're going to talk about my current most anticipated movie in this episode.
Is it Cats?
So, it's not Cats. We're going to talk about it today.
Where are we going to talk about that? We don't have an anticipated...
We're going to talk about it.
Do you want to talk about it now? Because the anticipation is...
It's in the trailer section. It's in the trailer section. It's
that. Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm so excited for that.
I don't know why I didn't put two and two together. You at home will understand very soon. Okay. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
What now?
Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld. So this is interesting because, like, we don't actually know yet. We just know that she was offered.
Yeah.
Like, we know that Haley Steinfeld was offered the role of Hawkeye's, like, protege in the TV series. Which I am pretty sure is Hawkeye's daughter. Which means they would be changing the actor. But whatever. They don't care.
He cut out on me.
I said, I'm pretty sure that Hawkeye's protege person is supposed to be his daughter.
Yeah.
Which means they'd have to change, which means they're changing the actor, but that's pretty unsurprising considering they're like trying to start Young Avengers.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so we don't know if she's going to say yes. We don't know if she's even like considering saying yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing that's happening in the world of movies.
Yeah.
Actually, TV. It would be on TV.
It would be for Disney Plus, probably. Wouldn't it be hilarious if Disney Plus tanked? Like, it's not going to, but...
It's not going to.
What if?
It's actually not... Wouldn't be Hailee Steinfeld's first role in Marvel.
Would it not?
What is it? That's the today's trivia question. Ooh, for Jack.
Will I get it? Or will what, I
who has Hailee Steinfeld played in Marvel?
Oh, wait. Spider-Gwen, right?
She's Spider-Gwen.
Yeah. Good for me. Look at me go.
Yep. Good job. I'm proud of you.
She was good in that, so...
She's very good in that.
She's a good actress.
No, she's a really great actress. Like, I'm totally down for this, but like, I also like... You know, every actor that goes to MCU, you're always like, pour some out for the fallen, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
What was her first
thing? I think she'd be good, but...
Like, what got her big?
True Grit, probably.
Oh, True
Grit. In terms of acting. She's also a singer.
I thought so.
So, she's famous for that, but, her first big acting role, I think, was True Grit. She got Oscar nominated for it.
Okay, yeah.
And then The Edge of 17, especially, was like, wow, you're really good at this. Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't leave out Pitch Perfect 2 and 3, Brian.
Please. I actually haven't seen those movies, but Pitch Perfect 1 is an underrated movie.
Yeah. I remember very much disliking the second one. First one was fine. So. What else?
What next?
I guess Joker winning.
Yes. So this is the last time I'm going to talk about Joker in festivals in Venice.
Yeah.
I think. Unless it wins Toronto, in which case I'll be talking about it again. But it's not going to win Toronto. Because there's no way it's going to win Toronto, right?
Probably.
But it won Venice. Oh, it won it? The Golden Lion at Venice, which is the highest award. It's like Best Picture for at the Venice Film Festival.
Yeah.
For context, the last two movies that won the Golden Lion were... oh, shoot. I don't want to get it wrong. I know that it was Roma. No, I know what it is. It was Roma last year, which was a Best Picture favorite and nominee. And it was The Shape of Water the year before, which won Best Picture.
Yeah.
So this is... It's a pretty big deal to win the Golden Lion. years before that, it's usually like either lesser-known indie movies that don't really escape festivals or foreign films that are not huge and that don't play as well at the Oscars. But it's becoming more and more like Toronto, where Toronto is more like... not necessarily all mainstream movies, but like Oscar movies, you'll see at Toronto.
Right.
So Joker won that, which was a very big deal because, yeah, that's propelling Phoenix. It's propelling the movie.
Yeah.
I think it's becoming more and more likely, like on the day that Joker gets a Best Picture nomination, I think Joaquin Phoenix is almost a lock at this point. So that's fun. But then this other thing that I have written down here, I don't even know if you know what this is.
I do not.
But this movie called Je Accuse, or it's also called An Officer and a Spy in English, won the grand jury, which is second place. And that was a movie directed by Roman Polanski.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird because every American review I've seen of it is like this movie's like either okay or bad.
Yeah.
And then Italian reviews loved it. Like Italian film critics were in love with it. So I'm curious to see, like, I probably won't end up seeing the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's probably never going to get any sort of release in America.
Yeah.
For what I will say is good reason. like I'm not a big cancel culture.
I don't
I'm
think not a lot big of cancel people culture. Will argue you on that one.
Yeah. I'm not a big cancel culture kind of guy. Right.
But
I think most of the time it's dumb. But when a guy admits to like drugging and raping a 13-year-old, maybe that's probably you probably shouldn't be allowed to make movies anymore.
I say
you should probably be in jail.
I say and this might get me some flack. I say we nominate him for an Oscar. See if he takes the bait, and then the moment he lands on United States ground, we tackle him. We tackle him and take him away.
Well, yeah, it's weird because like he lives in like France, and they don't seem to care.
Well, because he,
which is a little weird.
He ran away.
Yeah.
Like a coward.
Yeah. But that won the second place, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
And also kind of weird, but Joker winning is a big deal.
Yes.
And I'm curious, and like, a lot of people thought that when it went to Toronto out of Venice, it would be like, oh, this isn't going to get as good reviews here because, like, the people at Toronto are more, like, one, American, and two, like, Oscar-y as opposed to, like, artsy.
Yeah.
But it's getting even better reviews out of Toronto, so...
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's then a serious player.
Yeah, then it's on its
It'll be fun to track.
For sure. I am looking forward to seeing it. It's been picking up some flack lately because it looks like they're trying to make the Joker sympathetic. Not sympathetic, but
yeah,
like, trying
so
to make
the
an audience sympathize with him.
Yeah, it's like Taxi Driver, you know, like this terrible person. But, you know, it's interesting.
We'll see.
Because it's like...
I am looking forward to it, but I have seen some critiques of it that are understandable, I think, especially in kind of
the I've definitely heard the negative implications.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So.
What can you do?
And I guess this is the last thing, and this is kind of maybe pretty big.
It's an update.
Sony made a statement that Spider-Man is officially out of the MCU for the moment. for the moment is the big thing. That's what you'll see in all the clickbait titles.
Yeah. I really don't think this means anything.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to get a third Spider-Man movie that is more or less the same as the first two.
Yeah.
It will get worse reviews because people will be mad at Sony.
Yep.
But I think it'll be about the same quality.
Probably.
And then it'll just have no reference to, like, Samuel Jackson or anything. And Marvel will continue with Phase 3.
Yeah.
And then at the end of Phase 3, in, like, 2022... Or not Phase 3. What are we on? Phase 4?
Phase 4 now, I think, yeah.
Whatever we're on right now, when it's time for another team-up movie, Disney will be like, hey, we can go back to what we said before.
Because
it makes far more sense.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think this is a big deal.
I want Sony to come out
on top. I really think that... Huh?
I want Sony to come out on top here.
Correct. Yes. That's... Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, Disney deserves to lose something, anything.
Put in check a little bit.
Yeah. I thought you said Shrek, and I was confused what you were saying, but then I comprehended. Put them in Shrek a little
bit. Yeah.
Are they making another Shrek movie?
Also, we didn't...
Yeah, right?
They're not making another Shrek movie. Are they?
I thought they are.
Have you heard about... There's this Twitter account of a guy... He's like a teenager, like a young teenager, and he has it's a YouTube account where he posts videos every day, and it's a video series called I Take a Bite Out of an Onion Every Day Until Another Shrek Movie Is Released. And it's just like 45-second videos of him taking bites out of onions.
Oh my god.
That it's really great. Funny. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
I'm not sure if Shrek 5 is happening. But
I hope not, because I want to keep watching this kid eat onions.
Until the day he dies. But if you look up new Shrek movie, you'll get just a buttload of very fake Shrek 5 trailers.
Yeah.
I'd love it. That's great.
I don't think we need a Shrek 5, but maybe that's just me.
I think you're a coward that doesn't understand good art when you see it.
Probably.
So, okay, let's go on to new trailer. This is going to be a short episode.
That's okay, actually. I'm going to go play Spikeball.
Spikeball? So,
yeah, man.
Wow. Okay. I've literally never... You mean volleyball?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Look up Spikeball.
I won't.
You'll know what it is.
Go jingle.
Trailers.
Talk about C, because I haven't seen it.
It's an okay trailer.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cool.
Would you get Apple Plus for it?
I mean, Apple Plus is going to be $5 a month, so certainly possible. also, M. Night Shyamalan's next movie is going to Apple Plus.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, so that should be interesting.
Is it Avatar The Last Airbender 2?
It is not Avatar The Last Airbender 2. Although the live-action Avatar show, I don't know when that's expected, but I want it so bad.
Right. Yeah. I kind of forgot
that. Keep forgetting that exists.
Yeah.
Avatar show. I'll find out. No, but the trailer was good. Jason Momoa looks good. It looks kind of like Children of Men, but like meets like The Revenant.
Weird.
But then also none of the adults can see.
What do you mean, though, the adults can see?
That's the plot.
Oh.
So it's really? It's a plot. The plot of the movie is, like... Or it's not a movie, it's a TV series. Like, the plot of the show is that, like, human beings have, like, lost the ability to see.
What a stupid...
And then Jason Momoa and his wife have two kids who can see.
Oh.
And they have to protect them.
Oh.
Because people are afraid that they can see.
That's...
But it's like the Revenant style of like everything's in the forest and like they're like these tribes of people that like fight with like axes.
That's very Children of Men, I think.
It's very Children of Men. Children of Men meets the Revenant meets blindness.
Meets a Quiet Place. Bird Box.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I don't care, really, honestly. I could never hear about C again, and I don't think I'd be really too perturbed.
It's Jason Momoa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't actually think I've seen anything with Jason Momoa. Not a lot of thing.
I love Jason Momoa.
I do too.
Yes, you have.
But how?
What? Wait, no, you haven't.
Yeah. I saw parts of Justice League. Oh, thunder. It's gonna rain. What's Jason Momoa been in? Jason Momoa.
I mean, it's mostly mostly Game of Thrones, Aquaman. Yeah. That's the big ones.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him in anything. Weird. Oh, he's gonna be in Dune.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, maybe I should watch something with Jason Momoa in it.
He's very good actor.
I bet. The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse looks so good.
So good.
It looks so creepy and weird.
God, it looks amazing. I'm very excited for this movie. Let's see if I can...
Me too. This is what I said was my most anticipated. Like, right now, this is the movie I want to see, like, the most.
Yeah. Understandable.
Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe has gotten back-to-back Oscar nominations, and it's just, like, on such a roll with, like, he's just being, like, insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's just being, like, a weird person, and I love it.
To be fair, that is kind of his MO. That, yeah. At Eternity's Gate, Spider-Man...
Mm-hmm. Love Willem Dafoe. And Robert Pattinson gets better in every movie that he's in.
Oh, yeah.
So, like...
I just really like the style of it. It's very much like an old movie.
Oh, yeah, it's like that, like, tiny aspect ratio, the weird box, and then black and white.
And the sound quality, you know? It's awful, which is great.
Very artsy.
Boy, that's a lot of thunder outside. Is it raining where you are, Brian?
It's not.
What? Man, that's crazy. Weather is crazy.
And it's the guy that made The Witch. And okay. I don't like The Witch that much.
Dylan likes The Witch a lot.
Dylan loves, like, most people like The Witch a lot. I don't like The Witch that much, but I respect the hell out of how patient it is.
Yeah.
With regards to, like, being a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that I'm very excited about. The Lighthouse. October 18th.
Looks weird. I've heard it's weird.
I've heard it's very strange.
Yeah.
So I do know, like, one spoiler. I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
And it's not really a spoiler. It's just, like, something that, like, happens in it. And I'm just like, how? What?
Say it.
I don't know if it's like a dream sequence.
Spoilers for The Lighthouse. Say it.
All I know is that there's a part where they meet a mermaid.
I can see it. Is it a creepy mermaid? Is it like
a
mermaid mermaid?
I don't know.
I hope it's a creepy mermaid.
Probably a creepy mermaid.
I would imagine a creepy
mermaid. Also, do you know the lighthouse itself is like was like constructed for the movie. Like it's not a real lighthouse.
Oh, that's awesome.
Something you'd, like, never really know by, like, looking at it. Like, it looks so, like, natural.
Yeah.
But they were just on, like, this weird rock, and they built a lighthouse for the movie.
That's awesome. I'm so pumped for this.
Are you going to actually see it?
I doubt it.
I'm actually looking now. If you look at the, one of the posters, where you see the lighthouse and, like, a bunch of water, there's actually a mermaid's tail in there. So maybe it's not that big of a spoiler. But...
Wait, let me look. Images? Images, not news, idiot. Okay. Hold on, give me a second, I'm looking. You can speak if you want to. By all means, speak if you want to. No, really, it's fine. You can speak if you want.
I got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Oh, yeah, Mermaid's Tale. Look at that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Then I guess let's get out of here and go to movies that we've watched. Yeah, it's going to be a real short episode, gang. Hope you don't mind. That's okay.
That's okay.
Give me 3 seconds. All right, cool. Go, jingle. Go.
Movies that we've watched.
See anything good, Brian?
I watched Clerks. Always fun. Yeah. Love Clerks.
Not familiar with it.
One of my favorite comedies is Clerks. Is it really? Do you know who Jay and Silent Bob are?
Yeah, of course I know who Jay. Oh, this is the first.
That's the original movie. Okay. It's Clerks. Yeah. So.
Okay. Good movie.
Good movie.
Is it black and white?
It's what Kevin Smith is famous for.
No, I figured, when you said Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Is it black and white?
It's like what started. It is black and white.
Weird. Why? Just.
Novelty of it.
Okay.
I think. It's real good.
Cool. I, like, literally before we started watching the podcast, I finished watching The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, finally.
You know, I never actually finished watching that movie.
It's very strange.
I just realized. Like, I just remembered just now. Like, I watched the first 5 and then never watched the 6th one.
6th one is weird. Look, I like the movie a lot. I forgot about that. I feel like I started losing interest the longer it went.
Which one was your favorite?
Either the first one, the
Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah. The second one.
Mm-hmm.
Or the gold mining one.
The gold mining one? Yeah. I like the gold mining one.
That was a good one.
The gold mining one I think is the like most satisfying.
Yes.
I really like the Liam Neeson one. I don't know why.
I wasn't huge on it.
I like the Liam Neeson one a lot.
I
hated the James Franco one when I first watched it. Really? And then thought, like, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, wait, this is really good.
I do like that
one. The 5th one is long as hell, but it's really good.
So long. I don't know. I wasn't really a huge fan of it.
I think it's really good. Especially, like, the last, like, 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, that's last 5 minutes, sure. It certainly felt like it dragged on a little bit throughout the movie.
It's just comparatively. I feel like it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just that like it's placed next to these 4 short stories that are all like way shorter.
Yeah. That's fair.
Like, I think that it works by itself just fine.
Yeah.
It's just that it happens to be long in comparison.
Oh my god. Are you hearing any of that thunder? It's nuts.
I'm not hearing any of the thunder.
Okay. The microphone probably is. It's cool.
That's okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's bounce on to our final segment. It's gonna be, what, a 40-minute podcast?
That's okay.
That's very fine.
But I can go play spikeball.
Yeah. Go jingle now.
We're gonna make a suggestion for you today, and you better watch it or else.
I should have thought of something. Oh my god, I should have thought of anything. Probably. What? What can I suggest? Do you have something, Bri?
I'm gonna recommend the board game, The Settlers of Catan.
That's a good board. I feel like you've recommended that already.
I don't think so. No? I think I just talk about Catan a lot. I like Catan. But I'm just staring at it because I brought it in my room and I haven't had a chance to play it yet while I've been here, but I want to really bad because it's really fun. And it's not as hard as people like I feel like it's like infamous for being like this terribly like nerdy like hard to understand board game, but it's not. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I'm just not very good at board games. It takes a lot for me to be able to focus on them.
So. Yee.
I will recommend. I started playing a game last night called Earth Defense Force. It's like an old Xbox 360 game. And it's such. It's not the best game that you'll ever play, but it's such like a. If you need a video game for a movie that like just some person is playing in the background, that's the one you go to. It's incredible. It's the plot of it is just. You're a military unit killing aliens. That's it. That's great. I guess that's it. So, thanks for listening. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at M3Movies for both. Subscribe. Like, subscribe, turn us on for notifications. Anchor.fm/M3Movies. Go there, I guess. You can support us at patreon.com/M3Movies. What else? Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then I guess just thanks for listening. I'm Jack.
Me, Brian.
Okay, great. Thank you for listening. We love your stupid faces. Bye-bye.
Bye.